Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Oscar, and I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you, do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside of the city limits?
I live in Odessa.
Within Odessa?
Yes.
Got it. And generally, do you think that the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track at the moment?
I guess right track.
Right track? Got it. And what is the most important issue facing Hector County at the moment?
I don't know.
Based on what you can see. Based on what you can see in a daily basis, what do you consider is the most important issue that at the moment is facing, Hector County is facing?
The roads need to be fixed. Traffic is getting worse. I guess we're having a lot of flux of new people in our city. It's just a lot of stuff going on.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Fair.
Fair? Okay. And 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Probably worse.
Worse? Okay. And now let me ask you, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
I work in healthcare, so I'm not concerned.
not at all concerned. Okay. Understood.
Job security. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm actually studying that as well, so I really hope to get that probably later on. Now, ma'am, I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. So please tell me how you rate each in Hector County as excellent, good, fair, or poor. So let me start with natural beauty and physical setting. What do you think about it? Do you think that it's excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County?
I would say fair. There's a lot of things they could fix.
Got it. And what about availability of affordable housing?
I say it's decent. I mean, the prices are going up of everywhere. You know, I mean, like if you look at different cities, I mean, it's fair.
It's fair? Okay.
I would say.
Okay. And what about offering job opportunities in your field?
There's always job opportunities. Yeah.
So it's excellent, good.
Excellent, yeah. The problem is no one wants to work anymore.
Okay. And now, what about being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Well, there's been an influx in traffic here in the Permian Basin. I mean, like I said, we have a lot of new, a new influx. I don't know. I'm not saying like migrants or anything, but we have a lot of new people in Odessa, so there's a lot more traffic.
Okay.
My commute to work used to be quicker, and I don't work that far, and it takes me a minute to get to work because of the traffic.
Oh, got it. So based on that, you are more in the perception that at the moment is poor, right?
Yes.
Okay. Understood. Now, what about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
We do have a lot of parks, you know.
I would say it's good. It's good? Okay. And what about effective leadership from elected officials?
One more time.
Effective leadership from elected officials.
I think they do a good job.
Okay. Got it. And what about public safety and low crime?
I think crime is going up in Odessa. So I would say it's good.
Got it. And what about public transportation?
I can't really, I mean, I see public transportation. Mm-hmm. I don't use public transportation, so I can't really speak to that. But, okay. I mean, I think there's always room for improvement.
Okay. Got it. And what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
That, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of clubs and restaurants in Odessa.
So do you consider that it's excellent, good, fair?
I would say good.
It's good? Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
I would say it's fair.
Fair? Got it.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to the next one. Quality of the public schools. What do you think about that? Is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor. Okay. And what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
I would say it's fair.
Okay. What about welcoming and inviting the people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Well, see, I told you about the traffic and all the new influx of people, so I think it's excellent.
Okay. Now, what about the availability of quality healthcare? That's on your field.
Well, of course, that would be excellent, right? Excellent. I think it's fair or good. I wouldn't say excellent. I think it's good. I think there's always room for improvement, you know?
Okay. Gotcha. We are running on a 45% completion of the survey. We are a little bit faster on this, so thank you so much, ma'am, for your time. Now let me continue. Rating Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people based on excellent, good, fair, or poor. We had to, you know, pretty much do in a rate on those. So let me start, first of all, with families with children. Do you think that Hector County as a place to live for this type of people is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say excellent.
Got it. What about young single people?
Excellent.
People.
We have a lot of colleges. There's a lot of, you know, like you said, nightlife and things for them to do and a lot of things for younger kids to do, you know?
Got it. So they have a lot of entertainment right there.
Yeah.
Okay. What about people living below the poverty line?
Do you want me to say if it's good for them here? I would say it's fair. I mean,
okay. Now, entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses, how will you rate Hector County as a place to live for them?
Starting new businesses? I would say excellent. There's a lot of new businesses that develop here and do really well.
Okay, got it. And what about for retirees?
I would say it's excellent. There's a lot of retirees here, you know?
Okay. Now, let me ask you, what about the immigrants from other countries?
You want me, what are you asking me?
Actually, we had to rate Hector County as a place to live for the immigrants from other countries as an excellent, good, fair, or poor in Hector County.
Is it a good place for them to live?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking me?
Yeah.
I guess, because they all want to come here. So. Excellent.
Excellent. Okay. What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market? Do you think that Hector County as a place to live is excellent, good, fair, or poor for this type of people?
I would say good. I mean.
Good. Okay. Now, what about people like you?
Well, I would say horrible. Like, I really don't like Odessa.
Okay.
When I retire, I want to live in Florida on the beach. So.
Oh. Having a lot of sun and all of that.
Sun, beach, snorkeling, yes, all of that.
Okay. Yeah.
Odessa's a desert. There's no lakes, no nothing like that. Yeah.
Oh, got it. Now, what about racial and ethnic minorities? Ector County is a place to live for them. What do you think? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say it's good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how will you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor.
Well, we'll say fair.
Fair? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it'll probably deteriorate. Like I said, we're getting a lot of influx of people, and they're doing a lot of buildings and, you know, new housing developments everywhere, and I just see it going, you know, we're getting big.
Okay.
And when you know what I'm saying? When you get bigger and more, it doesn't always make it better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So instead of being improving, it's going to be deteriorating the quality of life.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And what is the primary reason you think that the quality of life will deteriorate? Based on your comment.
Well, the more people, I mean, you know, it's getting more traffic. Schools are overcrowded, you know, and more people keep coming, you know. And then, like, in my field, I know that, like, we're shorthanded a lot, but you see all these people, why don't they want to come to work? You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
And you see that in a lot of different places you go, whether it's at a grocery store or the mall, anywhere, you know, whether it's retail or different jobs, you know, I think that, you know, I see all these people, but I don't see people working. So what are they doing, you know?
Got it. Understood. Now,
does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Completely. So we are right now on a 70%. We are about to end it up this. So thank you, man, for taking the time, you know, to answer the questions. Now, let me ask you, based on the economic development, generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created, how familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I would say not at all familiar. I used to be really active in the community, but I haven't, you know, like I work so much, I don't.
Mm-hmm. You don't have enough time for it?
Yes, I don't have enough time to do all that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, understood. Yeah. Now, let me ask you, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I would say maybe somewhat confident.
All right. And now, thinking about community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Not too familiar? Okay.
No, and it's funny. Maybe I need to start paying attention, huh?
All right. Ma'am, now let me ask you, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, okay. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
I would say very likely.
Very likely. And based on your opinion, it's because it's not, like, you know, a good place for retirement or for family reasons, based on what we were discussing before, right?
Yeah. Well, my son is 14 years old. My son will graduate. Mm-hmm. No, my son goes to private school.
Mm-hmm.
When he's graduated, then, you know, I'm sure we'll choose to move somewhere. You know? different.
Okay. Okay, understood. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. It is just for statistical purposes, of course. So let me ask you, what is the highest level of education you have completed?
The highest level I've completed?
Yeah.
I graduated high school. I have my diploma and college.
Okay.
And I'm still go back and forth to school as well, so...
Okay.
And in my field, we're constantly going back to school to learn new things and do stuff. So, yeah, lots of education.
Okay. Good. Now, in terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Republican. And what is your age?
See, now that we can't talk about.
I apologize. I mean, if you want to give you like a rate in between the number, it's okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm 42 years old.
Oh, okay. You're still young, so it's okay. Don't worry.
Still young, yeah. I look young, so that's all that matters.
That's good. So now let me ask you, do you have a school-age child living in your household?
Yes, my son is 14.
Okay, and which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
I would say white. My husband is mixed and Hispanic, but his father's white, so technically we're all white.
Okay, and is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Nope. Okay. Now, is your annual household income in between $25,000 to $39,000, less than $25,000, between $40,000 to $74,000, or above the $75,000?
I would say above $75,000.
Got it. And are you currently employed, full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time plus student.
Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself as a female, male,
yes,
something else? Okay. All right. Ma'am, I really would like to say thank you very much for all your time. We just concluded our survey. Thank you so much for all the answers. And I guess we are all done with this. Thank you very much for that. And I really hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.